Good morning, 709 News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's a Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now, we have Scott Raines. He is the president of Baptist Hospital. Scott, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, thank you, Andrew.
Hey,
it's my pleasure.
Always great to have you. So we have entered a phase with the pandemic that Governor DeSantis has said that we're going to go from daily reporting of COVID cases to weekly reporting, a decision that I support. It seems to make sense to me. A lot of people are taking this as a signal that the pandemic is over or close to over, especially here locally. You're a hospital administrator of one of the big three hospitals here in the area. What's your assessment of where we're at?
Yeah, I would say close to over. I don't know that it's ever really going to be over, but I would agree with the close to over, especially if you consider where we are compared to where we were.
And we have, I mean, I don't know if we're even doing the daily summary totals, but the numbers have been down under 20 people hospitalized. Are you guys changing your protocols in the hospital or at least having to devote fewer resources and fewer potential resources to COVID now?
Yes, we are. I would go so far as to say on a weekly basis, we're starting to stand down some of those initial protocols or those things that we stood up dating back to last March from some masking requirements that we're moving away from in particular locations to visitation policy, a variety of things. And there are many, many protocols and policies and initiatives that we've stood up that we are gradually winding down.
And that's exactly what I wanted to ask is, I know one of the problems that you all had was the perception people had that the hospital was not a safe place for them to come. And we tried repeatedly to tell people, go to the hospital if you have healthcare needs. We know that the displaced treatment of time, people weren't going to the hospital when they should have been. But now, are we getting to a place, I mean, I don't know what the current rule is, but do visitors even have to wear masks anymore? Are you asking people to wear a mask if they're not, they're not vaccinated? What's the kind of protocol there?
Yeah, in our patient care areas, everyone's wearing a mask, vaccinated or not.
Okay.
But in some of the other areas, in our offices where you are alone, we're eliminating the expectation of mask wearing.
Okay.
It's very fluid, but we are gradually moving away from everyone wears a mask no matter what, to some modest exceptions that are going to continue to grow over the days ahead.
On that note, I know there are still people who somehow or other they have managed to keep the persistent view that masks don't make any difference. I'm still baffled by the fact that they hold this view. But I was talking with somebody recently who is a local doctor and was telling me that, okay, so we've relaxed our measures. People are not wearing masks. People are not social distancing anymore. And during the course of the pandemic, this person told me that essentially RSV and flu had gone to near zero. And in the last couple of months, there has been a dramatic uptick for RSV especially because, guess what? People aren't wearing masks and they're back to transmitting respiratory-based diseases. Is that also what you guys are seeing?
We are. I think that's, in our move to get back to normal as a country and as maybe even as a world, I think that's what part of what back to normal looks like. Wearing a mask has not been normal, but a byproduct of wearing a mask, we believe, is those things that you just mentioned kind of diminish or go away. When we unmask and get back to what our definition of normal is or was, I think this is exactly what you see. You see maybe the flu reoccurring at a rate that hadn't existed over the last 12, 15 months, RSV and other types of infections like that occur. So I think that's what normal looks like.
Is it safe to say this? You tell me if I'm wrong. We were very close to going over that line between handling it and not handling it. And if we had not been wearing masks and doing social distancing, given what that shows about the high transmissibility of this disease, we probably would have gone over that line.
I believe that. I personally believe that, and I think we as a healthcare industry collectively believe that. I know our physicians throughout and in the community certainly believe that, and Our infectious disease doctors absolutely believe that. So I think that's a very accurate statement. I realize that it may come with controversy from some, but I think the data would support it, Andrew.
Do you think going forward that we've as a society are going to be, are we going to be in the position where people are going to be aware enough to say, hey, you know, I'm coughing a little bit more than I should right now, and I probably don't have COVID, but I may have something. I'm ill, and I'm good enough to go to work, but I don't want to spread it. I'll wear a mask at work. Do you think people are going to start doing that more?
I think some will. I do. I think that some will absolutely kind of reflect back to this experience, if you will. I'm not sure that experience is the right word to describe what we've gone through, but I think that there absolutely will be some, and I think it will become a bit more normal, a bit more common. And then the question is, does it grow and penetrate everyone, or does it stay with a small minority or whatever the number may be? I'm not sure what to anticipate or expect there, but I think inevitably you'll see people wearing a mask when they have that cough or maybe have that concern that wouldn't have before this. I just don't know what that looks like in number.
My perception based on the numbers is that vaccination rates have pretty much fallen off the table, and although there are still some getting it, basically locally and across the state, people who have wanted it have gotten it at this point. Is that a fair description?
I think so. If you want a vaccine, it's readily available. You can get it in a number of different locations, and I dare say if you took a look right now at where vaccines were available and you wanted one, you could get one within an hour. So they're out there for those that want them.
How is your hospital handling the news of the new variants, including the Delta variant? Are you concerned yet, or are you, because the vaccination effectiveness seems to be pretty high even against the new variants, how are you guys dealing with that potential?
Well, we're concerned. It's impossible for anyone, especially those of us in the healthcare industry, to not be concerned given what we've experienced. But as I say that, you know, we're looking at these variants and watching them, and watching how effective the vaccination, the various vaccination options are against the variants. And I realize that's early data and a bit premature to some extent, but we are absolutely paying attention to variants and whether or not the vaccinations are effective. And they appear to be, at least to this point, but a watchful eye there, I think, just simply because of the anxieties that we've all had given what we've been through.
Absolutely. How has the bridge reopening also changed your workers' lives, your ability to conduct business back and forth between the two counties? I assume it was a watershed for y'all just like for everybody else.
It's a big deal. It's certainly a big deal. Talking about, you know, getting back to normal, it's one thing to experience a pandemic, but then what we here in Northwest Florida have experienced, specifically us in the Escambia and Santa Rosa County region have experienced, is beyond explanation sometimes. So that bridge being down was another stressor for both our workforce and our patients. The reopening is just another step towards normalcy, and it absolutely has been a watershed day. And as we start to become more comfortable with the pattern of traffic and the like, it's getting better and better by the day.
That's fantastic. And I know you and I had talked about this before, but so many ripple effects and major ripple effects from that bridge being down for everybody in this area. Hey, last thing, I drive by the build every day almost, or at least a couple times a week, so I see it going up, and it's every time I look, there's more stuff. It's up into the second floor now. How's the build going?
It's going exceptionally well. It was exciting from announcement until groundbreaking, and now it's even more exciting because of the optic that you see when you're driving by it, either on 110 or Brent. It's going well. We are absolutely on time for the fall of 2023 opening, where we see patients. We're on budget. We're starting to lay in the third floor of concrete now, the hospital, and you're starting to see the pad poured for the medical office complex that we're building. It's just an exciting time. We get out there every so often as an executive team, and the energy level and the enthusiasm that we have as a Baptist Healthcare Corporation group, and I think the community has as a whole, is is incredibly high.
It's
really, really exciting. It's motivating to see, for sure.
I know for me, too, it's very exciting. I mean, I can remember before the pandemic when you and I were talking about protecting the trees, which y'all have done, and it got incorporated as part of the design, and it was just an idea, and now it's halfway there, basically, or so
it's
it feels.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Well, Scott Raines, he is the president of Baptist Hospital. Scott, as always, you've always been available whenever we had questions. I appreciate you giving us a little bit of your time, helping us understand where we're at, and we certainly appreciate the work that you and your employees have done to keep us safe during this time, and you continue to do to provide for our healthcare needs. Thanks so much, sir.
Andrew, thank you so much for all you do.